I want to talk first a little bit about healthy aggression. Aggression is the innate resource in nature that protects us when we're threatened. But it's also the very force that mobilizes us to action and propels us towards our desires and goals in life. When people have been traumatized, as you've already learned, they get stuck in paralysis in the immobility reaction. Because of this, the healthy aggression they need to carry out their lives effectively is suppressed. Now, nature has designed us, like most other animals, to access aggression when we begin to emerge from immobility. In other words, when we begin to thaw and come out of the frozen trauma state, then we will access often very strong aggressive impulses. This only makes sense because if the predator is still in the area, in other words, in the immobility reaction, we're simulating death so that we maybe are not attacked. But if the predator is still there, the impulse and the action to counterattack may be all that we have to defend our lives. Because if we come out of immobility and the predator notices we're not really dead, well, he's probably not going to give us a second chance. Traumatized people generally have become fearful of their own aggression. Hence, when they begin to emerge from the immobility response with its inherent aggression, they suppress this life-saving aggressive response. This suppression has the consequence of throwing us back into the paralysis. Thus, with our aggression aborted, we remain fearful of re-engaging in life. And you've already gotten the idea of how to pendulate when you have a difficult emotion or sensation. In the next exercise, you'll be guided to do some things physically with a partner so that you can get the sense of healthy aggression. If at any time you feel stuck, just say to the person, okay, just hold it, and then begin to pendulate with the different sensations and feelings that you have. And again, take all the time you need to do this. The idea in the exercise is not to get it over with, but to explore it and to learn as much and to gain as much as is possible. In order to get the directions for doing this exercise, please refer to Exercise 7, Working with the Flight Response, in the written portion of this integrated book CD.